Go ahead.
Well, I'll just tell you this story. In the early 90s, I was invited down to Los Angeles to help educate the film industry based upon my experience in veterinary and human pathology.
Hmm.
But on the way down, I stopped at Mesquite. I talked to a friend, and he told me, stop at the Bundy Ranch because Cliveland Bundy has a patch of wonderful melons.
Yeah.
So I pulled over there in Bunkerville, introduced myself to Cliveland, and he took me back in the back of his property, big patch up there where he has a garden. And as we walked through these melon patches, there was cantaloupe, cassavas, you know, honeydew, watermelon, wonderful, wonderful, that he was producing, of course, on that fine cow manure fertilizer. Anyway, as we got up to the end of the patch there, I was looking for cassava. Between the plants, there was this dead heifer. She'd exploded, and the maggots were crawling in and out of her body. But curiously, next to her was a couple of dead bats. Same thing with them. Their body was had blown open with the gases.
Yeah.
And what really blew Cliven's mind is, as we were there, his flock of chickens came up. They started to feast upon the maggots in both the heifer and the bats. So I turned to Cliven and I said, Cliven, do you understand why I don't touch eggs or chicken? Because the very organism that was in that heifer or in those bats or vice versa is now in the belly of the chickens. Of course, he said, well, why aren't the chickens dying? And I said, well, because they are protected by their higher temperature and they're much more active in immune system. But if you take that chicken and its egg and put it in you, now it's back in an environment where your temperature is lower than the chicken, and you may be in a position where that is going to override your immune system. So now, that's the caution I put out to everybody. When you're handling animal flesh, I try to encourage people to go vegan, not eat it at all. But if you're handling it, you better handle it. Yes. Unlike a stupid physician, but you better have your gloves, your protection on, and not handle bloody flesh or eggs without protection first. Then once you put it in the fry pan or the oven, of course, you're going to neutralize those organisms. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, let me think, if I wanted to spread an infection to a community, how would I do it? Now, I can let nature do it. It would take several months for it to go from one area to another, and then even longer to go from person to person. But if I want to expedite that, I'll take an infected animal, put it in a cage, put it on an airplane, and I'll just release that animal wherever I want to, like over Italy. And if you notice that there was a curious die-off of bats in Italy, well, if you release a feral bat into the common flock there, they will kill and eat that bat, you know, like chickens do with a strange chicken.
Uh-huh.
That will infect that entire flock of bats. They will go carry that to the flocks and herds that become the food for the Italians. The same thing in America. The same.
Okay.
Right.
So, Jim, any comment?
Well, yeah, with all due respect to vegans out there, I think this has very slight to do with the coronavirus problem we have. It's a fake pandemic. The rates of death are far lower than for the seasonal flu.
Well, you're right about that.
Not a major pandemic with a seasonal flu. We have a readily available cure in hydroxychloroquine. So the solution is get back to work. And if anyone has a problem, you give them the cheap, available, ready anti-malarial that works like a champ. This is what the masterminds behind this, like Bill Gates, didn't anticipate, Rick. Get the country back to work. We have to pound on our representatives, our senators, and our president to get the nation back to work. Otherwise, there are going to be more deaths from suicide alone than from all these pandemics. I mean, it's an insane situation.
Yeah, many heart attacks and strokes as well, you know, people just keeling over in fear and trepidation. It's a real thing with many in that age group, especially already pre-existing conditions, you say. All right, thank you for the call, Tom. Definitely something to ponder. Very interesting call. Let us go to Mark. We have Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark. You're on the program with Jim Fetzer.
We wouldn't want to make a statement like there's people not dying about Luke Radowski. We are a change noted that the people numbering the alleged, the purported number of people dying of pneumonia has plummeted. And the statistics are citing us to us includes a lot of presumed cases. And I've heard that the tests that they're using do not distinguish between regular coronavirus or the common cold and this novel COVID-1984 plandemic thing. You don't understand what I mean by plandemic. Yeah. They intend this to happen.
Yes.
And the main issue is the hype, right?
Yeah. You're 100% correct. The influenza statistics are dropping because they're assigning them all coronavirus. And we don't have a test that's specific to coronavirus. All of us have this coronavirus, one version or another, because it's as common as the common cold. Should we shut down the country because people have colds? I mean, the idiocy here. Trump has to get us back to work. I can't emphasize that enough. The country is going to go right into the sewer, and we will never recover if we don't get back to work now, sooner, soonest, and now.
He needs to be fired, and not just fired, he needs to be prosecuted. He has a severe conflict of interest, and the thing people need to understand about vaccines is, I don't know if you've had a chance to follow that link, ShivaNumber4Senate.com. Dr. Shiva, and I still haven't gotten down his last name, but ShivaNumber4Senate.com.
Yeah.
He's saying, basically, we don't need vaccines. People need more vitamins. We need vitamin A, D, C.
Sure.
And there's natural remedies where people's healthy immune system fights off the virus without, and, you know, you might get a little fever, which is what the body is saying, we're going to burn off this virus. But the thing is, you know, the problem is that this vaccine could well wind up being, I've heard, you know, before about the, you know, about Aaron Russo's warning shortly before he died. And I wish it would have chosen somebody better than Alex Jones, but he warned that the real purpose of the war on terror was to bring about, to paraphrase him, because I saw the earlier version of America from Freedom to Fascism, and it did not include the part about Revelation 13. Later, that was put into like the second edition. But basically what Aaron Russo was warning is that the real goal of the war of terror is to bring us into the Revelation 13 reign of the beast. And the thing I try to be, the reign of the beast will come to pass, but the reign of Christ will come to stay. So, yeah, it's going to be a hard time for people one way or the other, but anyone who takes that mark is going to suffer not only here in this world, but they're going to suffer eternally if for those that choose to take that mark.
I'm with those who hold that God helps those who help themselves. We got to help ourselves. Staying inside is bad. We need sunlight. We need exercise. We need interaction with other human beings. They're using drones. They're using drones. Rick and I were talking about this earlier in L.A. and in New York. Drones are telling people to keep social spacing 6 feet apart. It's completely absurd. It's counterproductive. It won't help our health. Sweden hasn't had any of these. They've gone ahead and done their life normally, and they have very few deaths, and they have a thriving, vibrant economy. We got to get back to work. Tell the president to get us back to work. Fire Fauci. Fire Burks. Get rid of these people. They are Pied Pipers of death and dissent. They are trying to destroy the country by taking out the middle class. Rick, I've never been in a situation where I felt it was more dire. The fate of the nation actually is hanging on the decision of one man. Donald Trump has to come out on the right side and get us back to work as soon as possible.
Well, he's saying now that he's going to do that in May, so we'll see. We'll just see what he does and doesn't do. How the media react?
May is too long. May is no good. May is too long away.
Well, of course, but, you know, that's what he's saying. He may do it sooner. All right, but, okay, thank you for the call, my friend. We're going to move along. We've got Eddie in Ohio next. Hello, Eddie, come on up.
Hey, Rick, long time, no time.
Wow, it's been a long time, Eddie. Where have you been?
I was at the Bar Mitzvah. It took a while, you know, to get away from it.
All right.
Yeah, I want to make this a very quick comment. A dust mask will usually stop a particle from 60 to 100 nanometers in length. A virus is about 9 nanometers in length. Therefore, a dust mask is going to do nothing to stop a virus from going through it. If you can withstand the math, you can Google, can mask capture coronavirus particles? And you can Google CDC NIOSH respirator fact sheet. And it'll tell you, you know, these people that are wearing this mask, they just look stupid. And I just came to the program, Rick, so I don't know who your other host is, but hey, put
it's Jim
back to work.
Jim is with us now. Go ahead. Just say what you want to say. Go ahead.
I just want to say that we need to put the people back to work. I agree. I mean, if what good is making $1,000 a week if when you go to Walmart there's nothing for them to buy? You know, the natives will get restless.
Exactly.
That's all I have.
That's the grand design, my friend. There's an overall plan here, as you can see, and it is to bankrupt, totally finish off the American economy. And with it, the rest of the world's economy, since we're all interconnected now. You know? All right. Thank you, Eddie. It's good to hear your voice. Anything else? Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that there is a secret cabal of people, and you know who these people are. And
yes,
they want to depress the economy because they make money when they do this. Okay, Rick. Goodbye. I love your show. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We love you. From you, too. He's a good guy. All right, let's take a call now. I think we might have just one more right now that we have time for. Fred in Michigan is up next, I believe. Hello, Fred.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
So I'm naming William Henry Gatesburg Vlad the Vaccinator. Vlad the Vaccinator. Remember Vlad the Impaler?
Yes.
Well, we got the reincarnated Vlad the Vaccinator. And he, like Ted the Terrible Turner, they really are seeking global depopulation. Terrible Ted, about 4 years ago on NPR, told the audience that the Georgia Guidestones, 500 million, was way too many, that they needed only 250 million. And Terrible Ted, of course, did donate 2 billion, as in Benny, to the United Nations for that purpose. Jim, do you remember that the pneumococcus pneumonia bacterium was inoculated into the USGI populace from January through June of 1918, and some 10,000 autopsies were done, and they recovered the pneumococcus pneumonia bacterium with which they had been inoculated, and that was recovered or discovered by a fellow, Kevin Berry, who investigated the Johns Hopkins archives. And also, an esteemed, perhaps preeminent microbiologist, virologist, Peter Duisberg, 2014, co-authored with two colleagues a book entitled The HIV Hoax, 2,000 Virologists Can't Be Wrong. The HIV Hoax, 2,000 Virologists Can't Be Wrong. A librarian told me, who's on hiatus, he could not locate that book anywhere. It's gone with the wind. So, Jim, I'm admonishing you, if it's possible, and Duisberg is alive and well, perhaps some way you could connect with him. You would make an excellent interview, because I'm positive this... Oh, yeah, some guy called in to John yesterday, Dan in Texas, and specified an attending physician in New York City who identified what he saw as high-altitude oxygen deficiency, which would be consistent with 5G induced oxygen deprivation, which impairs the hemoglobin's ability to bind O2 and deliver it to the cells. So perhaps 5G has been secretly unleashed in New York City, and that physicians' observations are confirmative of that.
Well, I've been very
lastly, Jim,
us a lot here, Fred. Let Jim react to it, okay? Jim, what do you say about all that Fred's been saying?
Well, I'm very concerned that 5G, as I mentioned in relation to Wuhan, was the first area 5G was rolled out, first area where we have the coronavirus, and it does weaken the immune system. And I'm very troubled that they're putting riders about 5G, it appears, into this coronavirus bills to bring it to rural areas, for example. 5G is so heavy, you have to have a 5G antenna every 500 yards. I mean, you put 5G all over and the world looks like a porcupine. And it has devastating effects. These 5G antenna are killers. And we got to get rid of 5G or get it buried underground where it does less harm. There's this a story about Bakersfield where a woman found that when they put up the 5G tower, they started having two periods a month. And they had a bleeding out of their ears. It was only after they took it down and put it underground that they returned to normal, Rick. This is very serious stuff.
We've been hearing about it for a few years now. And the opposition is becoming much more insurmountable from experts in the field. So we'll have to see where this is going to lead. But you raise some great points. I appreciate the call very much so. Thank you, my friend. Let's see, we do have Terry in Texas now, I believe. Is that right? Terry, are you there?
I am here, right coming up. In loud and clear, Rick.
Okay, go ahead.
So, anyway, just a quick, there is no stopping this thing going forward, and the paint has barely dried with this coronavirus or China virus or whatever you want to call it. My wife is a professor, and you will not believe what they are doing. I mean, all it did is accelerate what they're planning to do, this coronavirus, into high gear. She's being asked if she wants to join a program for these professors, and they'll give you $1,200 if you attend these classes, Rick. And let me read it. It's just two short paragraphs. Is that okay?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead quickly though.
In regards to this global community, I had it up on my phone. Where was it? Here. Sorry, you press these buttons and oh golly, here it is. $1,200. It's the Hemispheres Consortium hosts two global education faculty learning communities, the Global Citizenship and Global Gender and Women Studies, each year through a unique partnership. These programs engage small interdisciplinary groups in high-quality program and collaborative discussions, community college courses. So you're going to be paid for them to go to these word salad classes to increase this whole, you know, global identity, global diversity, global, I don't even know what it is. Can you imagine the level? There's no hope for these people, the immersion these people are being put into.
Well, they're thinking things, you know, maybe they'll be played, maybe they won't. Americans are very gullible, unfortunately. Television is the greatest mechanism for brainwashing ever designed by the hand of man. Most Americans think if they hear the same story from different networks like CNN and ABC, that it must be true, when in fact they're all using the same script. Rick, I wanted to recommend over and beyond that comprehensive review of the coronavirus you can find at 153news.net. Just search, look for the raw deal for 8 April, raw deal 8 April at 153news.net on my blog at jamesbetzer.org. It's a Bob Ketchum.
All right, we've got you. We've got you. Let me just hold you over 2 minutes because I don't want to cut you. I think Terry has something else to add.
No, I don't, Rick.
Okay, well, thank you, Terry, and you stay anyway, all right, for one more minute. We'll come right back with Jim Fetz.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we have Art coming up next, but Jim, you're still with me, I presume? Are you still there, Jim Fetzer?
I'm here, Rick. You can't hear me.
Okay, I want to ask you one more question, and then we'll conclude for today. But this one has to do with all of these fake shootings that we've been talking about since day one, since the Sandy Hoax event, the Boston Marathon, Santa Monica, El Paso, and so forth. How has all of this now played into this field in terms of it being overshadowed largely for now by this coronavirus crusade? Are they intertwined, or are we going to see more of these planned events, and how will that work out? What do you think the scheme is in the future here?
Well, I think the shootings have been staged, you know, to try to confiscate weapons. Ironically, I think because this coronavirus and the potential for riots and looting, anyone who thinks they should give up their guns is really missing the boat. And I also think that anyone who doesn't understand, or who begins to understand, that this is elaborate fraud being perpetrated on the American people to destroy the middle class is going to recognize, as I declared myself to be a conspiracy theorist, Conspiracies surround us. If you don't understand conspiracies, you don't know what's going on. You haven't been paying attention.
Well, ironically, even many of the mainstream talk hosts have been saying now that, gee whiz, all of this business of tracking, contact tracking, and using GPS, cell phone, the governors are advocating it, it almost makes the Alex Joneses of the world look legitimate. I guess they might be starting to drop a few hints, huh?
I'll tell you, and here's something I wanted to toss into the mix. These vaccines are extremely dangerous. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has exposed Gates' vaccine dictatorship plan and gone through case after case where his vaccines caused massive death and paralysis. 496 children got polio because of vaccination program in India. The Gates Foundation basically sterilized 23 young girls. It goes on and on. That's on my blog at jamesfetzer.org, Rick, jamesfetzer.org.
Sure, sure. All right, Jim, thank you for being with us again, and we hope to be able to have you back and keep up the good work.
My great pleasure, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you. God bless. Now, all right, take care. Well, let me also now, before we come up on the break again, let me bring up Art from Philly. Hello, Art from Philly. You're back again. How are you?
Good, Rick. Happy Easter to you, and happy Easter to everybody in RBN, and hope everybody has a blessed Sunday.
Thank you very much. Since you are known for your Philadelphia connections, I see all the headlines now about Philadelphia. Is that the next coronavirus hotspot? Maybe, maybe not. What's going on in Philadelphia?
For what I'm seeing, basically, in the city of Philadelphia, they have about a little over 5,300 cases right now. The suburban counties are having them too. Montgomery County, adjacent to Philadelphia County, is pretty high. No surprise there. That's also the location of Merck Sharp & Dohme, one of the biggest pharmaceutical companies on the planet. And they obviously probably had their hands in some of the research, and also major sponsor of the H-1B visa program, bringing in all the Chinese nationals to work there. So it's no surprise that we have part of the epidemic there. But overall, where I'm seeing, which is outside of Philadelphia, it's not too bad. We're not seeing the big lines in the hospitals. We are seeing the issues with the nursing homes. And we are seeing SEPTA going crazy, actually kicking people off trains because they're not wearing masks. So it's kind of, you know, they're turning it into a police state. And we can trust our Attorney General Josh Shapiro, hardcore Zionist, who supports the Anti-Defamation League hate laws to make sure everything's properly enforced. So that's how
that's
I see it.
Yeah, and I think you're right on. I interact with people all day. You know, in my particular case here, we live in the smallest state of the Union, and yet we have a spirit of Roger Williams and independence still somewhat in existence, and I'm watching definitely an increase in the number of people who look like space aliens with their masks on, but then I'm seeing most, including myself, who are not wearing the mask, and I do think that a lot of this comes out of a knowledge that there is no crisis. There is not a crisis for most people in society, despite what the so-called experts and the nursing field and so forth would have you believe. And I think, quite honestly, politically speaking, this is a good example of many people not accepting the mainline propaganda without documentation. You know, this is the amazing thing, Art. You ever notice how all these experts, they're all disagreeing with each other, all saying, well, we're not sure, we don't have the latest statistics, but tomorrow we may have more news and more statistics and more facts. We're still investigating. We're still trying to come to conclusions. We're still analyzing. Well, I mean, you know, how long is this going to go on? Through the following year? Is it going to go on through Christmas? You know, so people are asking questions like that, and I think they should be asking good questions. And thank God for thinking people. All right, Art, hold on. We'll come right back after the break, and you can chime in, folks. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, we're back, folks. Those of you who still chat about us on deadlyexperiment.chatango.com are having a little bit of field day activity. And those of you who are looking at the Facebook page, people, Facebook Rick Adams is all you need, and you'll see my jolly face come up there. Don't forget Andrew Carrington, Hitchcock.com. His weekly excursions and the programs that he is doing and all of the guests that he's had on all these past weeks. And he's modified the program a little bit, but don't forget, folks, he's still there in the UK and he's doing very well. And I want to also add that we have, by the way, that YouTube has taken us down. As you know, they've taken down thousands of sites. And yet, if you go on YouTube, you will still see some of the programs, Rick Adams Uncensored from here, RBN Radio, including one that you did, Art With Me, No Place for Corruption. And that one is up as well as a few others. So, folks, they didn't get them all because one of our friends put them up for us. So, you know, now that I've said that, you know what's going to happen, right?
Right.
Oh, I'm on the blacklist. There's no question about that. Yes, Art. So we've been reading a lot of things, and you've been sending me a lot of interesting emails on a number of subjects, and they all seem to, they have differences in value and aspects of the corona, but also what's going on business-wise, because this is what Jim was talking about. This is what I've been saying. It's an economic crisis worldwide, right, globally, with stocks and with the Fed now coming in supposedly as the rescuer. I have to go back to a time in this country's history in the 90s when Grover Cleveland was president. And, you know, Grover Cleveland was one of the better presidents. He actually was probably known, Art, as Mr. No, President No. He never liked big government. And he was a limited government kind of guy. And he was known for vetoing legislation to bail out farmers during a very bad drought season we had. He also, I guess, vetoed a $10,000, at that time, $10,000 would be like a, probably $500 million now, to communities distressed with dams bursting. And he said, quote, "It is not the business of the government to support the people, but of the people to support their government." Well, I don't know about that aspect of it. But, you know, in those days, think about it. In the 1890s, you know how much the Congress raised for a federal budget pre-Federal Reserve times?
Well, I know up to the Reagan era, I mean, they were up to, he was the first time they ever broke a $1 billion deficit. So I would imagine back then they were probably several million dollars. I don't think it would be that big of a budget back in 1890.
Well, my research has shown me in the 1890s, the whole budget of the federal government of the United States was $1 billion. And Congress raised and spent $1 billion, but they raised it. There were no deficits, no Federal Reserve. So our nice little, our little Talmudic friends had to find a way to get in there and help us, just as Mnuchin is helping us today. And Janet has come back into the picture, and said that maybe we can, we can come up with more paper, until finally it's worthless, and then maybe we can just go all digital, huh? Do you see that happening now, the digital currency worldwide?
I see that potentially happening. What I see is, from a global point of view, the big thing I see is, first of all, the U.S. currency is based on the petrodollar, and that's from Bretton Woods. So the value of our dollar is based on the value of oil, primarily from what we produce and what Saudi Arabia produces. Now, that commodity is down in the dumps, down to $28 a barrel right now. Okay, simultaneously, you got Saudi Arabia in a war with Yemen. Okay, and they were also trying to basically create a stock for Aramco, their oil company, and go public with it. And they were hoping to get $100 a share for it. And obviously, it's like worth 20% of that right now. And simultaneously, they're at war with Russia. Okay. Russia's overproducing, and Russia basically realizes the U.S. economy is based on the petrodollar and wants to, sink the dollar. So you got overproducing from Saudi Arabia, overproducing from Russia, and what it's all doing is basically depreciating the value of the U.S. dollar down from where it was $100 down to, 20%, $20. So if it was worth $100, now it's worth $20. So we're seeing that on a global currency-wise. Plus, China's not a friend with respect to the value of the dollar. They want to basically replace our currency with the Chinese currency, the yuan. So that's what I see going on there. So it's going to be real interesting how this plays out. I do see that as a result of this, there's going to be a new economic order. We're not going back the way we were.
Yeah. Okay. You see that, huh? I think anybody with glasses can see that now. In fact, the UN itself recently proclaimed the need for a whole new monetary system that would be global. So there's no more worrying about denominational, differences in currencies, no more changeover, no more loss of value. It'll all be equal. It'll all be one value. Isn't that wonderful, huh? We can all have a new currency, and it won't have to worry about in any way, like taking a dollar bill out of your pocket, there won't be a dollar bill. We could just use our credit card. We can use our cell phone. We could just put it up to and scan it. And this would be a wonderful system that would make it so much more efficient for the banks and for you, the customer, wouldn't it? Huh?
Right. They're putting tens of millions of Americans out of work right now. I don't know how many of these jobs are going to come back. And they're not going to come back like May 1st, all of a sudden they start opening the job market again. It's going to be a while for this. So you're looking at least 3 months, if not longer, of people being out of work. In my area, just as an example, they closed down all the schools through the end of the year, plus the universities and colleges. So that's going to have a major economic impact. Plus, we're not, I see it as a good thing that we're not letting the foreigners come in here as much, except for the H-1B visa labor that come in. They bumped that up another 85,000 people this year during the height when everybody else is getting laid off. So that's
nice.
It's so nice, you know, because the Democrats and even Republicans want this foreign high-tech labor, and they're basically destroying the investment in the American people and going to college and universities for engineering systems, technical engineering management degrees, scientific, technical engineering management, and they replace them with foreign labor. So they're stuck with the student debt, no job, and then replaced by cheap foreign labor. It's such a great system for the big business. As what Fetzer said, I see small business is really going to get hit hard by this, big time, which is over 50% of the U.S. economy in different areas, right?
And we've talked about that with Jim. I do not agree with Jim, though, however, that it's just a matter of getting the economy going anymore. It's just, as you said, it's not a matter of snapping your fingers and all these jobs are going to come back. Massive losses have taken place now, and you've seen the massive losses in payroll. People are out on the unemployment line now. They're filing for unemployment claims. You've got 132,000 just in the state in Rhode Island. Well, you don't have a workforce that's a million. You have a population that's a million. And don't worry. The governor says, we're going to take care. We're going to honor all of our obligations. Oh, you mean the $21 billion in debt, off-budget indebtedness that the state has? We have a $10.2 billion budget that is now flopped. It's failed. So I don't see how they're going to pronounce or produce a solution to this problem that'll simply... Even if we declare an end to the state of emergency by the end of April, how it's going to happen in a month or two? It's not going to happen. It can't, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. So we're going to see a collapse in what we call the bond markets. You know, basically, you know, the bonds for anything from how are they going to pay for bridges, schools, and all that, to corporate bonds are going to go, you know, are turning into junk bonds right now. Look at the airlines. You know, Delta Airlines now is considered junk bond financing at this point. So we have our airlines industry ready, you know, crippled by this, our travel industry, you know. So I see
maybe we can bring Michael Milken back, because didn't Trump just pardon him?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's back. Don't worry. He's running K-12.com throughout the United States in KinderCare.
Yeah, so he was the junk bondsman king, I guess, from what I've been told.
Right. Yes, he was. And what did he do? Basically, that was during the Bush era in the 82 Tax Reform Act, where they said they could use people's pension funds of employees and basically buy out companies using junk bond financing. And then once you get a hold of the company, lay off all the senior employees and take their pension funds to pay off the junk bonds. That's what Michael Milken did. Okay, and what did he do with the money? His biggest investment was with the Wynn Casinos, part of the Lucode. Okay, that goes right back to how 9/11 got covered up. You know, it's one thing to bring out a building, just like it's one thing to kill JFK. It's another thing to have the whole infrastructure in place to cover the darn thing up. Okay, that's what I see, and why I did the analysis on that. There's no place for corruption. It's the same group of people, the same criminals did both. It's clear as, you know, once you do the analysis, there is no difference there. So that's one of the things I did research there. Now, with this case here, we heard recently that, you know, Trump is now in charge of the Federal Reserve, okay, because he's, you know, it was pushed under the control of the U.S. Treasury. But how is he doing it? He's doing it with Mr. Steven Schwarzman, the BlackRock group, okay, or is it Blackstone, one of the two. And Steven Schwarzman, how did he rise to power? Well, you can go right back to the foundation of the Creatures of Jekyll Island, Jacob Schiff, Kuna Loeb, which became merged into American Express, Shearson, and that's where he came from, Steven Schwarzman. So you see a direct connection with the way they're financing, you know, this situation, right back to the Rothschilds, you know, before and after. It's like, okay, Now the Rothschilds aren't on top of it. Trump's on top of it, but his allies there, which are the BlackRock group, are basically directly connected with the Rothschilds. So they have it above, and now they have it below. So, you know, so I don't see how this financial situation really changed in that respect. What I do see is with this $2.2 trillion with gave roughly $500 billion to the Fed Bank, where they can do fractional lending, you know, figure 10 to 1, so that's $5 trillion. That's helicopter money that the big corporations are going to get, and they're going to use that to buy up all the assets of the small business they can.
Right.
You know, that's viable for them. So that's what I see.
Yeah, the small business, though, is definitely on the rocks. They're on the skids, and they're not going to be coming back at the you know, the snap of a finger. That's for sure. It's big, getting bigger, and getting even bigger than that. It is a wholesale grand felony theft, what we're seeing here, on a scale unprecedented in our history. Let's take a call from Ed now in Utah. Hello, Ed. You're back on the air with us. Hello, Ed. How are you?
Not too bad, all things considered, Rick. Just a few things here.
Here's
what I'm observing. And by the way, I was never more impressed because I had a few questions about Professor Fetzer in times past. Today, he really impressed me. He's right up there right now. Who's carrying the water for us? John Rappaport, former CBS reporter, Dr. Lorraine Day, and you, Rick, for airing all this. But my two observations, 9/11, it was there in New York. They chose New York over Chicago to have that deal because they could control the narrative. Look now, just about all of the new deaths, and over 40% of the supposed reported deaths, we'll go with that, are in New York City. So you had 9/11 New York, you now have COVID, Operation COVID-19, headquartered with communists like Cuomo, who can control the narrative, fake the numbers. They don't care if they'll be called out at a future date, because by then they think they'll have their new world order. Well, those are two observations. But here's my other point, Rick, and I'll let you respond to both. We know who our friends are in crisis right now. I am seeing people in the big media who don't want to go down that. Rush Limbaugh has gone after Fauci. He's gone after him, Rick, and he's now ridiculing the scarf lady, calling her that, Dr. Birx. That is the next stage, ridicule. You have that with Ron Paul calling for his ouster. You put that together with George Norrie on Coast to Coast, who had John Rappaport on a few nights ago. I was able to get through and make a few points with that two-hour interview. So in our movement, though, there are some big disappointments, and I can't name them all. You might have a few in mind, but let me leave you with this. The constitutional sheriffs, as of 2 days ago, please somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but I checked out their website. The constitutional sheriffs, look at that name, Sheriff Richard Mack. I've been in his home, Rick, in years past. No comment. They're making no comment on any of this during the constitutional crisis.
Yeah, a lot of silence.
That's what I have.
Deafening. Silence is deafening.
Yes.
I can't account for it. Maybe others can, but all I know is we're still here. We're still preaching it. You're still on the air. You're still calling in. And you know what? It's going to be that way till the very end. And, you know, my hope is not in these politicians or in these world leaders, that's for sure. So let's keep our chins up, Ed. Let's tell
all
the
right.
truth, and the truth will make them free, right? Just keep doing what
yes.
you're doing, and someday we're going to see a great vindication for all of this, believe me. You're a good caller,
thanks
good researcher, and we thank you, Ed, for your contributions. Appreciate it very much. Any comment, Art, before we see if we have a break here?
I think we need to use the boycotts and reinvestment of every dollar that we have.
Well, we're not hearing you, Art. Your voice has diminished.
How do I sound now? Any better?
A little bit, but it's still faint. All right. Something wrong with your connection now.
It seems...
Try it again.
I can call... Here we go. My viewpoint is we need to start the boycott and divesting of any big corporate interest when this is over. you have money in any major account in a bank that's a major, not a local bank, you have to take your money out and put it into a local a business.
Yeah.
Local bank,
yeah.
And a local financial.
I've been taking money out, whatever money I have, and I don't have much, but just leaving enough into the credit union system in order to pay the bills, you know, whatever bills come in, demand deposits, and that's it. I'm concerned, and I tell people to do the same, and that's like a no-no. You know, if you go on talk radio and you tell people, oh, no, you're going to cause a depression, not the bankster gangsters. Hey, folks, we're in a depression now. We are in the beginning stages of a massive worldwide depression, and it's brought on by them, and not you. You're the victim. You know, Art, like we were in 1933, and Roosevelt the scoundrel came to the rescue, didn't he? Huh?
Yes. Basically, he took everybody's gold at $20 an ounce and sold it for $35.
Unbelievable. You know, these are the master criminals, and, you know, it's all written down. It's all written down. Somebody sees all of this, folks, and there is a judgment day to come, believe you me. And they go after some poor guy who's smoking a joint, and they'll put him in jail, and you know what? It doesn't make sense. We'll come right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All righty. Hey now, ladies and gentlemen, I think we have, what is this, Fred in Michigan is back again? Is that right? I think so. Let me see. Is he there? Bring him up.
Yeah, I am.
Yes, Fred. Go ahead.
So, Tikkun Olam destroying the natural, wholesome heavenly order with shock and awe chaos, or shock and awe upheaval to create chaos throughout society, is the core central doctrine of the Talmud, and the author of it, a Rabbi Yochai, according to Tex Mars's Voices from the Dead, declares that because it's just Goyim, sheeple, you know, the best of us deserve to be destroyed. So what are they unrolling with Vlad the Vaccinator, Bill Gates? They want to, as Zeke Emanuel, who said by age 75, you Goyim are just useless eaters, you need to euthanize yourselves, check out. Well, he says now there won't be a reprieve from all of this shock and awe upheaval chaos until they unveil their Vlad the Vaccinator vaccine in the next 12 to 18 months. How about that?
Well, you're probably right on the money, because the way they're talking now, they're going to have a vaccine within a matter of a month or two, a test vaccine. And it just may coincide with a whole new monetary system as well. So it's very interesting, very interesting. We don't know for sure, but don't be surprised. Thank you, Fred. I have to close the program now. Okay.
Sure.
Thank you, sir. Art, in the last moments that we have left, I could go into so many other things, but we just don't have time. Any final thoughts and words of admonition to our listeners today?
Yes. With the coming economic crisis, the most important thing is for every person to consider how to use their dollars to invest locally and take it out of the national banks. So, like you said, a credit union or any local bank, get your money in there and get it circulating in the local community and not out of the hands of the big boys. They have less money to take over everything. That's the best thing I could say for today.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I want to thank you, and happy Easter to you and those of you who are celebrating Easter, those who are going to be celebrating the Passover lamb next week or so. Thank you, and I wish you well. Stay well, eat well, take the advice that we've been giving, and just be happy in him who is the Passover Lamb of God, Christ, okay? Thank you, Art, for being with us today. Hope to talk again next time. All righty? Excellent. All right. Thank you. I think Art's finally said goodbye. In a terrible connection right now hearing him. But anyway, folks, there's many things going on that we haven't had a chance to talk about. And we'll do it probably next week. We'll have a little bit more time. I hate to rush things. And we'll conclude here reminding you that there is a Facebook page, Rick Adams, and look at Rick Adams under People, Facebook. You will see it. We are posting daily. And we do have a great number of people who have signed up. And we also still are on the chat room as well. DeadlyExperiment.chatango.com. Thank you all, and check us out. And God willing, we will be back again next week. Keep the faith, and may Yahweh bless his elect. So long.
Splash of sunshine.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names, and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.